So the last few weeks, you all have been studying the adventures of two people as you had Vacation Bible School. You've been learning about the adventures of someone named Peter and the adventures of someone named Paul. Peter is the one who said to someone, "I don't have any silver, I don't have any gold, but what I have I give you in the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk." Peter's also the one who got put in jail, and then in the middle of the night he escaped because an angel from God led him out to freedom. Paul is the one who was on that ship that got caught in so many bad storms and was shipwrecked, and everybody was really scared, but they all got to shore safely. And you remember, Paul was also the one who got bit by that poisonous snake, but it didn't hurt him. Now, Peter and Paul were both friends of Jesus, but they never really spent very much time with each other. The thing is that Peter actually knew Jesus from the very first time he started gathering fishermen and other people to follow and be his disciples. Peter had traveled with Jesus for months, maybe even 2 or 3 years. They had eaten many meals together. They'd talked a lot together. And Jesus had said to Peter at one point, "You're going to be the rock on which I build my church." Paul, on the other hand, never knew Jesus when he was alive and walking on the earth. He didn't meet Jesus until after Jesus was risen from the dead. And Paul was on the road one day and saw a big flash of light and began to understand that Jesus was real and alive in the world. So these two guys had kind of different sets of adventures, different friends, different backgrounds. But we know from the Bible that one time they did actually get to meet each other. And it would have been an interesting thing when they finally came together, because sometimes when two people are really strong personalities or strong leaders and they come together for the first time, you don't know if they're going to get along, if they're going to feel resentful or competitive. But it turned out that Peter and Paul, because they loved Jesus so much and because they listened to God so carefully, it turned out that they worked really well together. And the time the Bible tells us about that they were together was actually at a meeting. And it was a meeting that was held in the city of Jerusalem when all the followers of Jesus came together to discuss an important question. And it was a question that Paul wanted to have discussed, because Paul had been traveling all over the world, meeting all kinds of different people. And he wanted to be sure that as these people became followers of Jesus, that the original followers and the church was going to welcome them. He wanted to be sure that anybody was welcome and there wasn't going to be special rules for people if they were not like all the others. He said, can we welcome anybody even if they're not just like us, if they don't look just like us? Or are we going to make a lot of rules for them and make them act just like us? So what do you think? So they gathered all the followers of Jesus and they talked about this question for a long time. When Peter listened to all the comments that everybody had, and finally when everyone said what they wanted to say, Peter got up and he said, "My experience is that God knows the heart of every human being, and I've seen God giving the Holy Spirit to all kinds of different people, not only people just like us, but all kinds of people. And God isn't making any distinction between them and us. So I say, let's keep it simple. Our love of Jesus is enough to unite all of us." And Paul was so excited and happy. He said, "I agree." And he had lots of stories about different kinds of people receiving the Holy Spirit as a gift of God when they became followers of Jesus. And so everybody agreed, this is how it's going to be, no matter what your religious background, no matter what your family background. If you want to follow Jesus, you're welcome. And this is going to be the good news that we share with everybody in the world. Now, a meeting might not seem like such a big adventure as escaping from prison or surviving a shipwreck. But meetings like this that the church has from time to time are actually really important, because they help us confirm and celebrate that God's love is active in our lives and in the lives of others and in the world. So we're going to join hands now and say a prayer as you get ready to go to Sunday school today. Oh, Caden, here. We'll do it. Yeah, good. Gracious God, thank you for the way you work in the lives of your children, no matter where they come from, what their family's like, what their story is. We thank you that we can be joined together in love and service of you. We thank you for these friends, Peter and Paul, whose life took them on journeys to different places, and yet who could come together serving and loving you and celebrating your grace for this beautiful world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.